right, welcome to it. Facts matter. Facts matter. And we're going to get to a lot of them this hour, number three. Time to saddle up. Ride like the wind. We're burning daylight. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, December the 18th, 2019. It's impeachment day. And here are three big things you need to know. Number three, the polar vortex back again for a visit in the Midwest. Temperatures plumbing into the single digits in some places. Plenty of snow flying, too. Don't worry. It's all climate change. Trust me. Number two, the FISA court slams the failures of the FBI in obtaining search warrants to spy on American citizens, making me wonder if Jim Comey and the rest will ever be held to account. Number one, it is impeachment day. It's impeachment day, despite the fact that there are no fact witnesses, no relevant information, no evidence that the president actually committed a crime or an impeachable offense. But today, the Democrats are poised on a purely partisan basis to move forward and impeach a president for only the third time in American history. They are doing this at a time when public sentiment is turning against impeachment, but they have no choice. Do the House Democrats? They've promised this time and time again. They have promised to impeach Donald Trump. They've promised it since before he was even inaugurated. They have promised impeachment since before the Mueller report was finished. And they promised impeachment immediately after the 2018 midterm elections. They are following through on a campaign promise to impeach President Trump in the weakest, narrowest, partisan impeachment effort ever put forth in America. Not one Republican is going to vote for impeachment. Not one. And in the polling, impeachment is underwater in a half a dozen polls. The Real Clear Politics average now shows impeachment underwater over the last week and a half. Support for impeachment is eroding all over this country, and it's worse in the battleground states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Even more telling, a brand new poll from USA Today's Suffolk University shows the president beating every major Democrat candidate in a head-to-head contest. Donald Trump beats Joe Biden by 3, Bernie Sanders by 5, Elizabeth Warren by 8, Mike Bloomberg by 9, and Mayor Pete by double digits. The hope that somehow the impeachment effort would help Democrats is going up in smoke. You see, average Americans across this country are sick and tired of it. Americans believe in basic fairness and honesty and integrity, none of which they see here. They realize that when only Democrats are voting for impeachment, but some Democrats are joining to vote against impeachment and making the push against impeachment bipartisan, they know that something's wrong. They know when they hear gossip and hearsay and secondhand news, they know that's different from real witnesses and real facts. And now Senator Chuck Schumer of New York is demanding that Mitch McConnell allow him to bring more witnesses for the trial that will begin in the Senate in January. The question, of course, before senators, whether or not Donald Trump is removed from office. The chance of that, almost zero. And it doesn't sound like Mitch McConnell is inclined to help Chuck Schumer. And why would he be? It's been a straight partisan effort all the way through. All the way through, the Republicans were told, no, you can't have those witnesses. No, you can't have a minority hearing. No, you're not allowed to release those transcripts of the interviews we did in secret beneath the Capitol. The Republicans have been told no time and time again. Now Chuck Schumer wants special treatment. So here's what Mitch McConnell said. I think we will follow the outline laid down in 1998 by the Democrats when Bill Clinton was impeached by a partisan effort by House Republicans. But even then, some Democrats joined in voting for impeachment. Some Democrats, 20 or 25, joined the impeachment efforts. Not so this time. This is strictly partisan. And the president called it for what it is. In a letter to Nancy Pelosi, the president rebuked Nancy Pelosi and her Democrat colleagues. I write to express my strongest and most powerful protest against the partisan impeachment crusade being pursued by Democrats in the House of Representatives. The articles of impeachment introduced by the House Judiciary Committee are not recognizable under any standard of constitutional theory, interpretation, or jurisprudence. They include no crimes, no misdemeanors, and no offenses whatsoever. You have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment. You are violating your oaths of office. You are breaking your allegiance to the Constitution, and you are declaring open war on American democracy, the president wrote. Clearly, the president, angered by the relentless pursuit of impeachment that followed the Russia collusion narrative that fell apart months ago now. Further, he wrote this: you are the ones interfering in America's elections. You are the ones subverting America's democracy. You are the ones obstructing justice. You are the ones bringing pain and suffering to our republic for your own selfish, personal, political, and partisan gain. And Mr. President, I say this: wear the impeachment as a badge of honor, a badge of courage, as you have continued to move forward and get things done with tax cuts and a border wall and the First Step Act and a trade deal on USMCA and China and Japan and South Korea. On the list of economic accomplishments goes on and on. Wear it as a badge of honor that you have been able to overcome all of these things. Because as the president also wrote, history will judge you harshly as you proceed with this impeachment charade. You are making a mockery of impeachment, and you are scarcely concealing your hatred of me, of the Republican Party, and tens of millions of patriotic Americans. 100 years from now, when people look back on this affair, I want them to understand it and learn from it so that it can never happen to another president again. You'd like to think so. And I would say to Republicans today, when you're back in charge of the House of Representatives in January of 2021, finish your investigations in a timely fashion, whatever ones may still be left. Wrap up, tidy up, and move on. Because you too will not benefit from continuing to wallow in the mud and the slop of the impeachment palooza. It is certainly time to move on. 14 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Mention the word taxes, and the first thing that comes to mind is April 15th, but that's the deadline for filing your tax return. The real work begins now. That's right. The moves you make over these last few weeks of this year will help determine how much Uncle Sam expects you to pay next April. And that's why this is the time of year to call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services. Bruce and Michael are scheduling end-of-the-year tax strategy sessions, and they've set aside a few select dates just for their radio listeners. Bruce and Michael can help you create a tax strategy that's designed to minimize the amount you owe. There are lots of potential tax breaks out there. The key is knowing which ones apply to you. That's why you should call 517 517- 877-323-7526 today to schedule a personalized tax planning review. There are only a few slots left, so call to reserve yours. That's 517-323-7526 or online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college. Absolutely.
We're going to state championship.
I'm getting a great job. You know, something I love.
I want to travel. See the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.